Hey everyone, welcome back to Healing is a Vibe. I'm glad you're here today. Today we want to dive into one of those situations and one of those topics where we all struggle, and it's creating boundaries. A lot of us don't know how to do that. We don't want to do that. We make people feel uncomfortable, but we very seldom realize that setting boundaries is a form of love. So that's what we'll be talking about today. When people hear the word boundary, they often feel like it's a harsh word, or like people are pushing them away and building walls, and that's not the case. They're not about shutting people out. They're about protecting your peace, honoring your needs, and creating healthy and loving connections with others. So if you ever feel guilty about saying no, worried that setting boundaries may, may feel difficult or anything like that, this episode is for you. Let's start by redefining what boundaries are, because I think a lot of people don't understand what the real definition of a boundary is. So let's talk about it. Boundaries are simply the limits and guidelines we set for ourselves and for others about what's okay and what's not okay. They're the lines that help us stay true to ourselves while also respecting others. The misconception is that boundaries are selfish, but here's the reframe. Boundaries are actually selfless acts of love. And I know you're going to ask me, well, why? Because when you honor your needs and you show up in your relationships, then you're going to show up in a better form. You show up with more energy, you show up with more clarity, you show up with more love to give. So let's think about it. If I keep saying yes to things that drain me, I end up resentful, exhausted, and disconnected. But if I say no where I need to, my yes becomes powerful, joyful, and authentic. So let me explain. If I say yes all the time, I often say it's kind of like always withdrawing and never depositing. So if you keep withdrawing and never depositing, there's nothing left. That person becomes drained. Okay? But if I say, okay, insufficient funds, then that means that you can no longer get anything out of me until I pour into myself or until I feel like I'm able to start back pouring into you, if that makes sense. It says, why boundaries matter in relationships. I wanted to talk about this topic because I think it's something that is, like, just being honest, it could affect you all across the board. And I did a little bit of research about, why boundaries are important and why they matter. And so that's what I'm going to talk about in this segment here. It says that boundaries matter in every kind of relationship, friendships, family, work, and romance. Without them, we risk burning out or becoming resentful. With them, we build trust and respect. Okay? So, think about it. For example, you're in a friendship. A boundary might be, I love spending time with you, but I can't always answer my phone late at night. And for the married people, we understand this. Or for the people that are in, relationships, we understand this. That boundary doesn't push the friend away, but it's actually supposed to strengthen the friendship because you're being honest and clear about your needs, right? And with that being said, it's like you have to look at it from both sides. It's like, okay, if I'm the person that's not respecting their boundary, then once I have a spouse or once I'm in a relationship, then how will I know how to set that boundary for others, right? But in my case, in actuality, I'm the person that does have a spouse, and I've had to set those boundaries for people and say, hey, after a certain time, we laying down or we are having our time because we have three kids and a dog. So these are times where we are winding down and focus on each other, right? So, I mean, I don't think that anybody was actually offended by that. I think people actually respected that and looked up to the fact that I do that, because now it's like, my phone shouldn't ring after 10 o'clock. unless it's an emergency. So that's the way I filter my calls. I'm like, okay, if you're calling me this late and I've already set these boundaries, apparently, you know, it has to be an emergency. And if it's not, I rectified it. I checked it because maybe you missed a memo, you know what I'm saying? Or it's one of those cases, I hope you missed a memo, because if you didn't and you're just disrespecting those boundaries, then we got an issue, right? So remember that. In family dynamics, one of the boundaries may be you've had someone who always expected you to drop everything. A lot of us in our family dynamics, we experienced it. A boundary in family may sound like, I can't do that today, but I'll be available tomorrow. Again, it's love. It's not shutting the door. It's simply teaching others how to value your time and your energy. And if I just be honest, I've learned this the hard way. There were times I didn't set boundaries and ended up overwhelmed and drained and even resentful of people that I truly cared about. But once I started setting healthy boundaries, I noticed my relationships improved. The people who respected my boundaries leaned in, you know, with a little bit more love and trust. And those who didn't, they revealed some things. You know what I'm saying? I understood that maybe that relationship wasn't valued enough, and I had to let it go. So it's not about letting family and friends go, but it's about letting the situation go. Like, if they got offended by it, okay, well, that's my boundary. I respect yours. You respect mine. If you don't respect mine, then I have to do what I have to do and make you respect it. And it says, also a part of this is knowing how to set practical ways. There are practical ways to set boundaries. So how do you actually do that? I think that's going to be the question that a lot of people have. And so there are three types of boundaries. You got time boundaries, you have emotional boundaries, and physical boundaries. So I'm going to give an example of each. A time boundary is, I can't meet up this week, but let's plan for next week. An emotional boundary is, I understand your feelings, but I need time to process mine before responding. That's one of my favorite ones, because I had to learn it in marriage. It's like, if he says I have to process something, I would rather you process it and then we talk about it later than for me to keep pushing the issue and we end up in an argument. So it's very valuable to respect people when they say that, because I'm the type of person, I process as I go. A lot of people don't process as they go. They have to take time to process. And in my younger years, I didn't understand it. I feel like everybody was supposed to, you know, process things the same way I did. But as I learned and as I grew, I understood. I'm like, okay, that's their boundary. And I have to respect that boundary of saying, okay, let me let you process it, because I'll get the best version out of you if you process it before we acknowledge it and squash it, or acknowledge it and come to a common ground, or whatever the case may be. Whatever that outcome is, it should be a better outcome because you've allowed that person to do what they needed to do. And the last one is a physical boundary. And an example, I'm not comfortable with that level of closeness, but I love to connect in another way. So this one here, it's one that I don't really struggle with, because people, most of the time, they know I'm not a hugger, or I'm not a over affectionate type person or anything like that. The only people that don't respect this boundary is pretty much my children, because they just want to be they just want to be up under me. So I had to learn to give them grace in that area. But when it comes to actual adults, I'm like, if you pay attention to my body language, if I'm not cool with you or that close to you, or we don't have that type of connection, I oftentimes just kind of stand back, you know, and I nod my head, or and I acknowledge them, or I shake their hand, things like that. So if I don't initiate the hug or initiate that that closeness, then I don't have those issues with people. But I think a lot of the time, the reason why people have those issues is because they don't know how to basically show that type of body language as though it's okay to lean in for a hug. You know, if you're standing back and you know that this is one of those situations where it's like, hey, girl, or hey, whatever, and you're back in a way, people automatically should pick up on it. And if they still don't pick up on it and respect it, then, you know, that's when you communicate that. But when it comes to, like, most of the time when I'm greeting people, I'm gonna lean in for the hug because I'm like, 9 times out of 10, this is a person that I'm cool with, that I love and that I adore. They know, you know what I'm saying? If I haven't seen them in a while, or if we're just, you know, tight like that, yeah, I want a hug. So it's okay to create those boundaries. It's not saying that you're bougie or you stand off or, you know, things like that. No, it's just, hey, respect my boundary. Maybe it's a stranger danger situation. Maybe you don't feel comfortable. And those are the situations that I'm talking about. Like, if you're a stranger and you don't seem like you have the right intent or right motive, a person's body language would let you know how they feel about a person. So keep that in mind. The key here is to start small. Don't feel like you have to, you know, change your life overnight or anything like that. I'm just giving some insight on some things as to why a lot of us struggle with mental health issues and anxiety issues and depression and things like that is because we didn't know how to set boundaries. So I've noticed that since I have set those boundaries, I no longer feel as though I'm so overwhelmed or overstimulated to a point where I can't function. And so that is basically what this podcast is going to be about. It's like, yes, I have personal experiences in these things, and I know that other people have these same experiences. So I want us to talk about it. I want this to be one of those virtual couches where we come and we heal, for real. You know, heal for real. That is one of my slogans. And so let's do that. You know, let's really make sure we're doing the framework for that and making sure that we are setting those healthy boundaries and, you know, family, work, friends, whatever the case may be. You want to set those boundaries so that you're not sitting around basically, you know, depressed and overwhelmed and not enjoying life because you're so burned out from doing everything that everybody else needs you to do, you know. And as I get older, I start to think about it. I say, well, dang, you know, why spend the rest of my life trying to make others comfortable when all I have to do and all I'm supposed to do is make myself comfortable and build my life around the things that make me feel safe and make me feel happy and gives me joy and peace? Because if I don't set that tone for myself, how can I be there for other people? So think about that. You know, let's really focus on that this season. You know, it's getting ready to be that fall season, that cozy season. It's like, enjoy your house, enjoy your personal space, and really do the framework and work on yourself. Do the inner work. That's what's important, so that when you go into the new year, you don't carry these same burdens and these same bags. You're actually a new person, a new creature, and not just, you know, doing it for the book, as they would say a long time ago. No. Let's do it for real. Like, let's actually do the work and do what we need to do to create the life that we deserve. And of course, I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. There are gonna be some people that will not welcome your boundaries with open arms, but that's not for you to even worry about. Like, some people will push back because they benefited from you not having boundaries. And when that happens, you got to stay calm. You got to stay firm and remind yourself that their reaction doesn't mean your boundary is wrong. In fact, their pushback often proves why the boundary was needed in the first place. Because if you think about it, if you don't put the boundaries in place, they're going to keep doing what they're doing and you're going to keep being overwhelmed and overstimulated. But if you put those boundaries in place, then they can either respect it or not. And if they don't, then that shows you that they really didn't care about your mental health or your, you know, what you needed to do for yourself in the first place. And so, if anything, I would say remember that boundaries don't destroy healthy relationships. They actually reveal them. The people meant to love and respect you will adjust, even if it takes time. So, you know, give them grace and just be patient with them. But do not back up off of your boundaries. Stand on them. Stand firm on them. Okay? So that's your homework. Like, let's really just focus on some of the areas where we don't have boundaries and create some. You know, like really create those boundaries. And as we wrap up, I want you to remember this. Setting boundaries is not unkind. It's actually one of those most loving things you can do. It's one of the most loving things you can do. And I mean, I can truly say that at the end of the day, once I started setting those boundaries, I feel better. I really do. It's actually self-love if you think about it. So here's a little challenge. Take a few minutes this week to journal about one boundary you need to set. What's one area you feel drained, frustrated, or unseen? That's a clue that boundary must be set. That's where you need the boundary. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Healing is a Vibe. I hope you leave with a new perspective, guys. That boundaries are not walls, but bridges. They create room for real love, respect, and connection to grow. If today's message resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments. Share this episode with someone who might need it. Tag me on social media so we can keep the conversation going, guys. Like I said, find the group on Facebook and Instagram. It's Healing is a Vibe. And let's talk about it. All right? So until next time, take care of your energy. Honor your boundaries. And remember, healing is truly a vibe.